弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters。
在 Poland 的弟兄姊妹问大家好。
And so the brothers and sisters in Poland, say hi to the brothers and sisters here。
他们在这次特会里面呢，很劳苦的服侍。
And they serve very hard in this special meeting。
但是我看到他们得着很多。
And I see that they receive much。
他们的得着呢，一面是他们在服侍当中的得着。
On one side is the what they receive during their service。
另外一方面，他们也在话语上得着。
And on the other side, they receive a lot during the from the message。
这一次特会呢，因为这个机场距离那个学校很远。
This time the special meeting because the airport was very far from the place。
所以呢，他们有一就是有一部分的弟兄姊妹要先到他们聚会的地方，然后再送到这个会场去。
So the brothers first need to go to the place of gathering and then go to the actual place where they had the message。
所以他们就他们就。服侍的力量就需要他们需要更多的服侍的力量。
So they need more energy to serve the Lord。
那所以他们不但呢，当地的弟兄姊妹的全部都动员服侍。
So they all the brothers and sisters there got together and helped out。
连我们这个参加的弟兄姊妹都一起进去。
Even the brothers and sisters who attended, we also participated。
所以很多弟兄姊妹只要方便。都可能有参与一点点服侍。
So for all the different brothers and sisters, if it's they're able, they participate in serving。
所以一面看到我们是参加聚会，一面我们看见我们在聚会里面是一同配搭。
So on one side we attended a meeting, but the other side we co-op with each other and served。
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
希望我们在这主面前也有很好的学习的机会。
So thank the Lord for giving us a good opportunity to learn。
我们先有点祷告。
So let's bow our head for a word of prayer。
主，我们一同无依无靠的来到你面前。
Lord, we come before you without anything.
若不是你亲自说话，
If it is not you who speak to us directly,
在这里说的话不过是明的锣响的吧。
And you just speak to us directly here.
我们求你借着主你曾经说出来的话来向我们的心说话。
And through the word that you spoken in the past, may you speak to us again.
愿我们在今天这样的聚集中。遇见你自己。
And may we see you and meet you face to face in this meeting.
你知道我们的心需要什么样的话。
For you know what kind of words we need in our heart.
我们求你把我们需要的话从宝座倾倒下来。
May you pour down the words that we need from your throne.
无论说话的、翻译的、听话的，都一同蒙你的怜悯。
Whether it's he who speaks and he who translates and those who listen, may we all be of one spirit.
我们求你今天厉害的遇见我们。
And may you boldly meet us.
丰富的将你的话赏给我们。
And give us your word in abundance.
让我们一同把颂赞荣耀归给你自己。
And may we give all praise and glory to you.
也叫我们知道怎么跟随你。
And teach us how to follow you.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 刚才弟兄姊妹报，刚才那个林弟兄报告的这个 CD 哈，希望你们如果可以的话，每一个人可以拿一份回去听。
So just as our brother announced earlier that there's a CD available for you to take home, so please take home and listen to it.
我相信在这次特会当中，为主说话的弟兄在主面前有花很多的代价去寻求。
I feel that the brothers who share at the gathering spend a tremendous amount of time to prepare.
我们听信息哈。好像比较容易，我听一遍，花一个小时，花两个小时就过去了。
And for those of us who are listening, it seems very easy. We spend an hour or 2 hours to listen to the message.
但真实的情况不一定，我听的那一遍我就懂他的意思。
But in reality, it's not that if I just listen to it once and I will understand the entire message.
尤其是我们在特会里面常常服侍这个交通的聚会。
Especially in these special meetings where those who are serving in the special fellowship meetings.
我们在特会去参加特会有一个最大的好处。
So there's a benefit to attending these special meetings.
就是我们听这个信息没有的。
We can listen to these messages.
就是我们可以当场与那些弟兄姊妹在一起，就着这个信息的主题能够深入的交通。
So that us along with all the brothers and sisters attending could listen together at that time together to the message.
尤其在特会里面呢，常常会遇到一些很有心的弟兄姊妹。
Especially at these special meetings, you ran into these brothers and sisters who are very passionate for the Lord.
你就发现他们从这个信息当中呢，得着很多，他们听得很清楚，也得着很多。
And you will find that they listen very closely to these messages and receive much.
然后他们的回应呢，也是非常的积极的。
And their response to the Lord is also very passionate.
好，这是我们如果单纯你只听这样的话，你没有的。
Perhaps if we just listen to the CD at home, perhaps that's not something we can get completely.
我的建议就是，我们不但听，如果我们有几个弟兄姊妹可以在一起交通，或者我们有更多的机会在一起交通，那我们对这样的信息的认识会更深入。
So my suggestion is that if we, not only do we listen to the message on the CD, but also if we have the opportunity to have fellowship with one another or even have meetings of fellowship, then we will receive much more.
我们这个去参加特会的目的哈，不是去参加活动。
So the purpose of attending a special meeting is not just to attend the event.
我们去参加特会，没有人替我们付机票钱，没有人帮我们付住宿的钱，我们都需要自己付的。
So when we attend the meeting, there's no one who's paying for the airfare or the accommodations.
所以这都是要付代价的。
So these are the price we pay.
所以必须要我们是要到主，要有心愿到主面前去。
So we must have a heart to go see the Lord.
否则这个代价你一看看，哎呀，太贵了，每年要花那么多钱。
Otherwise, perhaps you feel this price is too high, too much.
想想这么多钱就算了，就不去了。
If you thought about this money and it's a lot of money, then you probably would decide not to go.
但有些人去参加特会，是冒着他生活上需要的危险去的。
And some people attend those with the danger of not having enough to support themselves.
所以这个是大家寻求主的态度不太一样。
So there's a difference in the attitude when we come before the Lord.
但是我们在那里就是有这么一个特别的机会，可以大家有很好的交通。
But of course, there we have the special opportunity to have a very good fellowship.
这是很宝贵的。
It is very precious.
当然，我们今天在这里也有一个特权，我们可以免费拿到这样的一个听的机会。
And here we have the privilege of able to receive this message on a CD for free and to listen to it.
所以我们盼望弟兄姊妹不但听。
So I truly hope brothers and sisters will not only listen.
在主面前好好思想思想
，but also to ponder before the Lord，
寻求寻求
，to seek。
如果这里面讲错了，那我们需要从错误当中得学习。
And if you find that maybe there's something wrong that they spoke up here, then from those we can even learn。
如果这里面讲的是合乎主心意的，那我们要从当中得到帮助。
If that which is spoken on the CD is after the heart of God, then we can receive help from it.
Yeah, 我想我们在主面前应该有一个敞开的心态。
So we should have an open heart before the Lord.
因为我们都是等候主再来的人。
For we are all waiting for His coming.
我们需要预备。
We need to prepare ourselves.
那有这样的机会给我们一次又一次在主面前寻求，这是非常好的。
So it is a very good opportunity, time and time again, that we have the opportunity to seek after the Lord.
在现今这个大环境里面，你要找到愿意倾心好好寻求主的圣徒。不是很容易的。
In this great environment, to find someone who's pure of heart and who's seeking after the Lord is not very easy.
但是主还给我们有机会，我们要感谢赞美他。
But the Lord gives us opportunities and we should thank them for it.
我想我这个特会哈，它的主题圣经我们念一下。
Let's read the main passage for this meeting.
马太福音第六章第九到十三节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 to 13.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。第九节。
This is then how you should pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Give us our daily bread.
免我们的债。如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。在这个有的英文本呢，没有国度、权柄、荣耀、 诠释你的这一这段话。
And there's a passage in certain translations doesn't have the last part which speaks of the kingdom and the glory.
Yeah, 就是 thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the
glory.
嗯，另外我们再看一下历代志上第二十九章。
Let's look at turn to First Chronicles, chapter 29.
第十、第十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
所以大卫在会众面前称颂耶和华说：“耶和华我们的父，以色列的神，是应当称颂，直到永永远远的。”
David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, "Praise be to you, O Lord.God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting."
耶和华尊大，能力、荣耀、强盛、威严，都是你的。
Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours.
凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。
Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all.
刚才我们读的马太福音那一段呢，是主教门徒祷告。
In the passage that we just read, is Matthew is the Lord teaching the disciples how to pray.
那我们读的另外一段历代志呢，是大卫的祷告。
And the second part we read, First Chronicles, is David's prayer.
那大卫的祷告里面，其实里面也有就是国度是你的，荣耀或者能力就是你。
And in David's prayer, there's a part of it that says that the presence, the greatness, the power, and the glory, and the splendor, and the kingdom is all.Our fathers.
那个我们中文的翻译权柄其实就是能力那个字。
And so, there's the word power.
那所以这个特会的主题是国度是你的，能力是你的，荣耀是你的。
So the message focus of this meeting was the special meeting was the power, the glory, the power, and the kingdom is yours.
其实呢。这个国度的实际呢，就是耶稣基督自己。
The reality of the kingdom is our Lord Jesus Himself.
那 Dana Condon 他是交通这个能力。
And so Dana Condon had a message sharing power.
那他也给我们提到，其实能力对于能力的认识呢，有一个关键性的认识，能力是那位有位格的一位。
The understanding of power is the one who's all power.
所以他是。他也是一个有人格的啊。
Sorry, he is also
a person.
He's a person.
那这个荣耀也是讲到主耶稣自己。
And the glory also speaks of our Lord.
所以这个呢都把我们带到这个就是说主耶稣自己的身上。
So all of these things points us to our Lord Jesus.
那借着这个特会的信息后，我对于国度方面呢有一点的思想。
And after this meeting, I had some thoughts regarding the kingdom.
那国度呢？我们怎么进去呢
？How do we enter into the kingdom?
我们怎么跟国度有关系
？How do we relate to this kingdom?
从圣经告诉我们，是借着我们的重生。
And the Bible tells us it's for our rebirth.
这重生特别是灵里面活过来。
Especially our spirit being revived.
所以国度不是只是一个外面的，好像我们看到的这个物质的东西。
The kingdom is not something that's physical that we can see with our eyes.
所以今天我们要经历，要认识神的国度，要从灵里面开始。
So today for us to experience and to understand this kingdom, it must start from our spirit.
所以人重生得救是你进入国度的开始。
And so to enter into the beginning, starting of entering this kingdom is to be born again.
重生得救的人才有办法认识神的国度。
Only he who is born again has the ability to see this kingdom.
受圣灵引导的人才能经历神的国度。
Only those who are led by the Holy Spirit can experience this kingdom.
所以国度呢，今天我们要认识它是从灵里面开始认识。
So today for us to understand this kingdom, we must acknowledge it from the Spirit.
所以我们不能一直想这个地上的国度的这个方式。
So we cannot put it into think of this kingdom as something that's earthly.
当然有些东西好像可以类比，但是不能用那个方式。
Of course, there are certain things that we can relate to, but it's not exactly the same.
那进入国度的人，他有个特性，他是披上基督的义。
So for those who enter into this kingdom, he must cover himself with the righteousness of Christ.
所以他有基督的义在他的身上。
So he has the righteousness of Christ on him.
他在神面前被神看为是称义的。
And before God, he is considered righteous.
所以他有义的生命在他里面。
So in his life, there is the righteousness. He is justified.
所以这里也跟我们讲说，国度是有是一个生命的。
So the kingdom has life.
国度的有国度的生命特质。
The kingdom has a special characteristic of the life that it has.
所以一个人他如果蒙恩得救进到国度里面。
So after a person has been saved by grace and entered into this kingdom.
他的那个重生的灵他要长大。
The born again spirit must grow up.
而且怎么样，他的魂要更新。
And his spirit will be renewed.
所以这都要显出国度的实际在这个人身上。
So this is all to show, manifest the reality of this kingdom in this person's life.
那国度的生命有什么特性呢？
So what are the special characteristics of this kingdom, the life of this kingdom?
灵里是贫穷的。
There's poor in the spirit.
灵里贫穷的人，天国是他们的。
The kingdom belongs to those who are poor in spirit.
所以当我们常常觉得在神面前很需要神的时候，你反而很容易摸到国度。
And when those times when we feel that we're so in need of the Lord, is those times that we can touch God.
如果我们觉得我们什么都懂，什么都会，什么都知道。
On the contrary, if we feel that we know everything, we have everything, we don't need anything.
我们可能就把主耶稣关在门外。
And perhaps we shut our Lord outside of the door.
所以灵里贫穷是很重要的。
So to be poor in the spirit is very important.
我从得救的时候，我得到一个很好的帮助。
After I've been saved, I had a lot of help.
不管我们曾经有多少的经历和认识。
No matter what kind of experience of understanding we have prior to that.
我们来到神面前都应该是无依无靠的。
When we come before the Lord, we should have, we should leave everything behind, have nothing.
这不是装着无依无靠的，是你真的里面觉得你是无依无靠。
It is not to pretend that we have nothing, but to, in reality, to feel that we have, to realize that we have nothing.
所以灵里贫穷的人，天国是他们的。
So kingdom belongs to those who are poor in spirit.
所以国度的性质，生命的性质，它里面灵里面是贫穷的。
So the character of this life, characteristic of this life of the kingdom is to be poor in spirit.
所以他可以不断的去神面前支取圣灵的充满。
So he can continue to receive the fullness and abundance of the Holy Spirit.
神要把无限量的圣灵赐给我们。
And God wants to give us the Holy Spirit in abundance, overflowing.
那就看我们有多大的需要程度。
And it all comes down to how much do we need Him.
那另外呢，这个国度生命特质呢，有基督的对这个世界的哀痛。
And then secondly, there is the suffering of Christ towards this world.
所以主看这个世界跟我们看这个世界是不同的。
The Lord sees this world differently from us as we see it.
我们看这个世界是充满的繁荣。
We see this world is prosperous, is rich, is abundant.
但是主看这个世界说，这邪恶淫乱的时代。
But the Lord sees this world as wicked and decrepit.
所以这个是国度生命，它能感受这个东西。
And then the life of the kingdom can feel this, can understand this.
所以我们盼望主把我们带到这个实际里面。
So we hope the Lord can bring us enter into this reality.
国度的生命有基督生命性情的温柔。
And also there is the gentleness of the Christ that's also in this life.
主被钉十字架，并没有张牙舞爪。
And when the Lord was crucified on the cross, he was not fighting, he was not struggling against it.
他在十字架上也没有咒诅任何人。
Did he curse anyone while he was on the cross?
他的温柔实在是我们难以想象。
His gentleness is something that we cannot possibly imagine.
这是国度生命里很奇妙的特性。
This is a very special characteristic of this life of the kingdom.
国度的生命对义有格外的饥渴。
And this life has a special thirst for righteousness.
也就是特别盼望能够被神看为对的。
And it is this great desire to be seen as justified and righteous before God.
所以他得宝足都从神那里得来的。
So when we receive all this, when he received, he received it from God.
如果我们没有这样的需要，
if we do not have this kind of need,
恐怕我们只会从人面前去得帮助。
Perhaps we will seek help from man.
但是国度的那个生命是对神称为义，说神看为义，里面有充满了强大的饥渴。
And it is the life of the kingdom is to thirst after that which is justified and righteous before the eyes of God.
国度的生命也充满了主的怜悯，神的怜悯在他身上。
And in this life, there is also the amazing grace of God.
所以这个生命，他常常经历神的怜悯。
And this life constantly experienced this grace from God, but and also pour out this grace to others.
国度的生命呢，它的特质另外一方面就是它有清洁单纯的心。Another
aspect of it is there is a pure heart in this life.
这个清洁单纯的心叫他常常遇见神。This
pure and innocent heart causes us to see the Lord.
能够活在神面前。And
to be able to live before God.
这是我们在神面前需要的。This
is something we need before the Lord.
国度的生命就是神要使所有在基督里面同归于一，是一个和睦的生命。And
the life of this kingdom is so that all believers can be of the same spirit, of the same life in the kingdom.
不愿意自己得罪神，也不希望因为自己的缘故让别人得罪神。Not
willing, unwilling for us to offend God and also for others to offend God as well.
这是要把所有的通通带到神面前。And
this is to bring all things before God.
这是这个生命的特质。This
is the characteristic of this life.
国度的生命特质是可以为义的缘故能够接受逼迫。And
a characteristic of this life is to be able to suffer persecution for the sake of righteousness.
我们会不会为一点好处，我们就把神放在一边呢？
Will we cast God aside for some small benefits?
我们会不会为着 怕人家笑我们，我们就否认了主呢？
Well, we deny God because we don't want to be mocked by others.
我们怕会不会怕人家说，哎呀，你怎么这样子古板？那你就不要照神的意思呢？
Or if others say, "Why are you so stubborn?" and then we don't follow after the will of God.
我年轻的时候是最前卫的。
When I was
最先进的。
When I was younger, I was most advanced.
我后来现在变得最古板的。And
now I become the most stubborn and
这是神的改变。This is
God changing us.
我在我学生时代，我都是跑在人家前面。When
I was younger, I was always running ahead of everyone else.
人家不敢做的，我敢做。The
things that others aren't afraid to do, I are afraid to do.
人家不敢冲的，我敢冲。And
those places others are afraid to go, I'm not afraid.
但是那都犯罪的事情。But
those are all sin.
那没什么好夸的。So
there's nothing to boast.
那叫做死在罪恶过犯中。But
to die in our sin and our wickedness.
但是 我蒙恩得救了。But
after I've been saved,
很多人家敢做的我不敢做。A
lot of things that others dare to do, I do not.
就我以前敢做，我笑人家，现在我反而被人家笑。The
things that I used to laugh at others, but now others are laughing at me.
我怎么能受得了被人家笑呢？
How can I withstand being laughed at by others?
感谢主，这个生命是能够接受逼迫的生命。But
thank the Lord that this life is life that can withstand persecution.
能够为义受逼迫。
Can withstand persecution for the sake of righteousness.
而且这个生命是能够为主的缘故受逼迫。
And also this life is to withstand persecution for the sake of our Lord.
就是说人家说，哎呀，你怎么那么像耶稣啊？ 你觉得是人家笑你，还是人家觉得你这个人很棒？
If someone says, why are you so like Jesus or so like the Christ? Or do you think others are laughing at you or others are praising you?
当然不同的角度就不同的领会。
But of course, different perspective has different understandings.
但是这个生命是能够为主的缘故受逼迫的。And
but this life is a life that will suffer for the Lord.
这是一个生命的特质。This
is the special characteristic of this life.
还有一个特质，这个生命在神面前是像小孩子。Another
one is this life is like a child before the Lord.
所以这是一个很特别的事情。This
is very special.
那国度的赏赐是怎么来的？
Now what are the rewards of this kingdom? How does it come about?
对啊，弟兄姊妹，你 考虑过这个问题没有？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about that?
我到目前我所领会的，这个国度的赏赐呢，是根据基督生命度量的在这个人身上的大小。And
the rewards of this kingdom is it depends on how big the life of Christ is in this affecting this person's life.
这是我发现的第一个。This
is the first thing I realized.
所以今天我要像耶稣多少，我要像基督多少，重要的事情。
How much do I imitate Christ? That is very important.
基督的身量在我身上有多少的长大，这是重要的事情。
How much has He grown in me is important.
The measure of Christ.
The measure of Christ in me is also very important.
基督的身量在教会长大多少，这是重要的。
The measure of Christ in the church is very important.
所以如果我们在教会里面只看到我们人的聪明啊，世界上的办法了，那一点都没有什么，就是在神面前没有什么重，就 神没有得到什么荣耀。
So if we just see the way of the world and the church, then God does not receive any glory from this.
在教会里面应该看到神的国度的彰显。
We need to see the manifestation of the kingdom in here, in this church.
要看到基督自己。
We need to see Christ himself here.
在教会里面要看到神的能力的彰显。
And we need to see the manifestation of his power.
神的能力怎样借着耶稣基督的彰显，也要在教会彰显。
And how God's power was manifested in the body in Christ, it will also be manifested in the body of Christ.
在别的地方不是很容易看到神的荣耀，但在教会里面应当常常看到神的荣耀。
Outside of here is not very easy to see the glory of God, but here it should be very easy to see His glory.
所以基督身量的大小是件重要的事情。So
the measure of His life, big and small, is very important.
所以主不做的事情，我们应该不要做。So
the things that God would, Christ would not do, we should not do as well.
主所要的东西，我们应当要求主帮助我们跟得上。
That which He desires, we should pray to Him and seeking after even more so.
另外，国度的赏赐呢，还有另外一个方面可以看到。The
rewards of the kingdom, we can take a look at it from a different aspect.
就是我们能够胜过律法的义的程度是多少。
It's the measure of how much of our the righteousness surpasses the law.
这个律法的义。 这是神给这个法利赛人的一个衡量。
The measure of this righteousness of the law is something that God gave to the Pharisees.
那但是呢，今天神借着我们跟随圣灵，这个律法义我们就超过他了。So
today, because we follow after the Holy Spirit, we surpasses this law, the commandments.
所以如果我们今天还在那里很挣扎，哎呀，怎么这个神的话很困难，我们恐怕连律法的义都还跟不上。
So today, if we're still struggling, saying why this is so hard and that's so hard, perhaps we cannot even measure up to the righteousness of the law, of the commandments.
所以我们靠自己的话，我们常常觉得被定罪。
If we're depending on ourselves, we often find ourselves being accused and being condemned.
但是你如果顺着圣灵，圣灵叫你不要做，你就不做，那你就满足了神的意，超要求。And
if you follow after the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit tells you not to do this, and if you follow Him, then you're okay.
如果圣灵叫你说往前去，你就往前去。
If the Holy Spirit says move forward, and then you should move forward.
那你就让基督的生命生长，可以长大。Then
you have allowed the life of Christ to grow in you.
所以胜过律法的义，这是我们平常应该经历的。To
surpass the righteousness of the law is something that we should experience often.
不说谎。To
not do not lie.
简单不简单？
Is it easy to do?
靠自己就不简单。
Depend by ourselves is very difficult.
靠圣灵就很简单。By
the Holy Spirit is very easy.
对不对？不贪心。Do
not be greedy.
简单不简单？Is
it easy or not?
靠自己叫自己不贪心，就越来越贪心。To
tell us to not be greedy, we become even more so greedier.
但是我把我自己交在主的手中，在圣灵里面。But
if we give ourselves to the hand of God, to the Holy Spirit,
圣灵充满我，就是不会贪心。The
Holy Spirit will fill me and I will not be greedy.
很自然就胜过。
It is easy and natural for me to surpass.
顺服权柄，简单不简单？
To submit ourselves to power, is that easy? To authority, is that easy or not?
照着我们的人的力量就不简单。By
our own power, it's not easy.
但你如果顺着圣灵给你的带领，你就很简单。But
it's easy if you follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要显出那个生命的实际。
So for us to display and manifest this life, we need God's help.
所以得赏赐，主说，满足那个要求，超过要求，他在天国就大的。And
he who surpasses this will be greater in the kingdom.
如果今天我们连律法的要求都被压在下面，我们可能在天国里面是很小很小很小。If
today we're being oppressed by the law, then in the kingdom we will also be very small.
好，还有一个呢。
Another one is to humble ourselves as children.
这特别讲有自己谦卑啊，不是别人叫你谦卑，不是也不是装出来。And
to humble ourselves, not to be humble by others, not to pretend.
这就是什么？背起自己的十字架来跟随主。And
this is to bear our cross to follow the Lord.
愿意接受主在我们身上降卑和升高的工作。
We're willing to accept in our life the His work of humbling ourselves and also to raising us up.
我们比较常容易做的就是我自己自高。It's
very easy for us to exalt ourselves.
不该我被出头的我就出头。
It's not if it's not my turn to be shown, to be seen, but I wanted to be seen.
该我站出来为主做见证的，一句话也说不出来。
But when it is my turn to stand out and to testify for him, we cannot even say a single word.
该让主得荣耀的，主得不到荣耀。
When it is time for the Lord to receive glory, we cannot give him glory.
但是我们如果真的谦卑在主的面前，
But if we truly humble ourselves before him,
像小孩子，
just like children,
主说你要把荣耀归给主的时候，你就很自然地把荣耀归给主。
And when the Lord says you should give glory to the Lord, and you naturally give the glory to him.
主不要我们得罪他的时候，我们就不会得罪他。
When the Lord does not want us to offend him, we don't.
那国度的实际是怎么样的情形？
So what is the reality of this kingdom?
国度的实际有一个隐藏的阶段，就是现在。
There is a period of time where this kingdom is hidden.
主耶稣来的时候，主耶稣他道成肉身，国度就已经来到地上。
When the word became flesh, the kingdom came upon this earth.
但是以色列人看不出来。
But the Israelites could not see this.
当时世代人看不出来。
The people of the time could not perceive this.
但是认识他的人就知道了。
But those who understand, know him, recognizes him, knows this.
所以主说，主在哪里，国度就在哪里。
And that is why they say, wherever the Lord is, there is the kingdom.
那主死而复活，升天回去了。
When he died and resurrected and ascended into heaven.
那国度今天怎么彰显呢？
Then how is the kingdom being manifest today?
国度今天是借着教会彰显。
Today, the kingdom manifests itself through the church, the body of Christ.
所以教会如果活出国度生命的实际，让主掌权，让主作王，这个国度实际就在教会里面是真实的。
If the church is able to manifest the reality of this kingdom to so that Christ is king and Christ is all, then we can see this.
所以在世人的眼光来讲，国度是隐藏的。
In the eyes of this world, the kingdom is hidden.
但是在教会里面，国度却是实际的。
But in church, this kingdom has manifested itself.
而且神也使我们这些被救赎进到他国度里面的人。
And also God has allowed us who has been saved to enter into his kingdom.
在这样的环境里面来生长。
And to grow in this kind of environment.
那在这个环境里面有一个很重要的就事情，就是我们需要让耶稣基督在我们生命中作王。
And in this environment, there's something that's very important: is to let Christ, to allow Christ to be the King in our life.
如果我们真的让他在我们生命中作王，我们就不会做出得罪神的事情。
If He is truly King in our life, then we will not do things that are displeasing to the Lord.
但主已经他要求我们的时候，他已经把那个生命给我们。
When he required of this from us, he has already given to us life.
那个生命是公义的生命，所以他活出来的生活是一个公义的生活。
That life is a righteous life, and therefore the life that flows out is also righteous.
所以是光明的。
So it is of light.
所以基督徒不怕光明。
So Christians should not be afraid of the light.
基督徒做事不会隐隐藏，遮遮掩掩。
Christians will not do things in the dark or hidden.
如果说我们清楚蒙恩得救，还在那遮遮掩掩的，我们恐怕不是活在那个生命里面。
If we believe, we feel that we're born again and saved, but we're still doing things in the dark and behind the scene, then perhaps we have not been.
So, 这是一个行义的生活。
This is something. This is of a righteous life.
要显出耶稣基督的见证出来。
We need to testify for Christ.
主耶稣的生命是顺服神的生命。
His life is also a life that obeys the Father.
所以我们不但要听到神的声音，而且顺服他。
Not only do we hear His voice, but we must also obey Him.
那因为顺服他，让神的恩典在我们身上是更加的丰富。
And because we obey Him, there is we can manifest even we can show the glory of Christ even more so.
所以今天国度的生活在教会里面，是教会应该受天上来指挥的。
So today in this life, the church should be following the will of God from heaven.
所以我们每一个人都应当学会能够与宝座上的主能够取得通畅的联系。
So one of us should learn to have a fellowship, a connection to the God who sits on the throne.
所以我们必须要向世人做见证，说是至高的神在人的国中掌权。
So when we testify to others, to non-believers, we should tell them that it's the God Most High who sits here, who is the King.
这句话不但是圣经里面，而且是在历史上是证实的东西。
This is something that's not just in the Bible, but also has been proven in history.
但这一句话的经历不应当只有在历史上， 应该在今天也是个事实。
And the experience of this word should not just be in history, should not be historical of the past, but should be today.
今天应当借着你，借着我，让世人知道，让弟兄姊妹经历到，是至高的神在人的国中掌权。
And today we should let whether believers or non-believers know that it is the God Most High who has authority over this earth, over man.
这是神国度的实际在我们当中的真实。
And this is the reality of this kingdom manifest in us.
所以叫我们一来到弟兄姊妹当中的时候，我们遇见的不单是弟兄姊妹，我们遇见神。
When we come amongst brothers and sisters, not only do we see brothers and sisters, but we also meet God.
所以神在我们当中那个同在应该是非常非常丰富的。
So His presence amongst us should be full and abundant.
当然，教会是基督的身体，就是彰显基督的实际。
But of course, the church is the body of Christ. It is to manifest the characteristic of Christ.
那国度的显明是让主耶稣再来的时候才显明。
就是千年国的时候。For the kingdom to appear, that is when Christ comes. That is the kingdom millennium.
那关于这个 Dana Condon 他交通这个 power 权柄这个部分。
So regarding Dana's sharing of the message on power.
他有很多很帮助我们的话。
He has a lot of words that are very helpful to us.
我想我今天只是给大家稍微介绍一点，交通一点。
I just want to share and introduce several points.
那弟兄姊妹，你如果仔细去听的话，你可以领受更多。
So if you listen carefully, you will receive much more.
那他说，耶稣基督是国度、权柄和荣耀的实际。
Jesus Christ, our Lord Christ, is the manifestation of the kingdom, the power and the glory.
所以你每次想到国度、权柄、荣耀的时候，你要想到那个真正的实际在耶稣基督的身上。
And when you think of kingdom, power, and glory, the reality of it is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是教会呢，是今天彰显耶稣基督实际的器皿。
But the church today is a vessel that is used to manifest these characteristics.
所以这样的话，我们在教会的生活应当是很兴奋的。
So our life in church should be very exciting.
我们常常经历主。
Because we're constantly experiencing our Lord.
常常遇见主。
We're constantly meeting Him.
他特别提到国度福音的四个要点。
He especially mentioned four points of the gospel of the kingdom.
第一个要点就是神是掌权的，神掌管万有。
First is that God is the one who is in authority, who holds power over all.
今天我们能不能见证这个？
Today, can we testify to this?
我们是不是活在这样的一个真实里面？
Are we living in this reality?
我们的家庭生活有没有在这个实际里面？
Is our family life in this reality?
我们的工作生活有没有经历这些？
Is our work life experiencing these things?
我们的教会生活是不是常常显明实际？
Is our church life showing ourselves?
第二个要点，
point number two.
神有一个计划，这个计划就是神要让耶稣基督坐在他宝座的右边。
God has a plan, and the plan is to have our Lord Jesus Christ sit on the right side of His throne.
那神不但让耶稣基督在神宝座的右边，神要让他掌权直到永远。
Not only does will He sit on the right side of God's throne, He will also have power and authority forever.
所以耶稣基督就是国度的王。
So our Lord Jesus Christ is the King of this kingdom.
所以他告诉我们第三个特点就是耶稣就是国度的王。
The third point, which is He is the King of this kingdom.
所以我们常常要问，主耶稣在我身上真的做王吗？
We need to constantly ask ourselves, is our Lord Jesus King in our life?
如果我的意见跟主的意见是冲突的，我是决定顺服谁呢？
If our will is conflicting, contrasting against the will of God, is not the same, then who do I listen to?
如果人给我的意见跟主的意见是冲突的，我要顺服谁呢？
If the man's will is different from God, from the Lord's will, who do we listen to?
这就是谁做王。
And this is comes down to who is king.
第四点就是我们必须要悔改来进入国度。
The fourth is that we must repent to enter into this kingdom.
这个悔改不是只是刚信耶稣那个时候要悔改。
This repentance is not that when we come to know him, we repent.
我们是很容易回到自己的人。
We're people who are very easy to fall back into ourselves.
我们很容易回到旧造里面。
Where it's very easy for us to return to the old creation.
有时候我们的思想也很乱。
Sometimes our thoughts is very confused.
有时候我们暗中的生活也很乱。
And our life is very confused.
需要不断的悔改。
We need to constantly repent.
失去悔改的能力 就失去经历国度的机会。
If we lose the ability to repent, then we lose the experience of this kingdom.
失去悔改的能力，就失去经历主经历能力的机会。
If we lose the ability to repent, then we lose the experience to experience the Lord. The opportunity to experience the Lord.
Dana 弟兄他在强调就是说，今天要问一个问题：今天我们的教会是不是在国度的实际里面？
So the brother Dana asked this question, is our church in the reality of this kingdom today?
换一句话就是说，神是不是在当中真的掌权？
In other words, does God hold authority and power, is he the king in the church?
如果不是，我们应当悔改。
If he is not, then we need to repent.
不但个人悔改，我们应当团体悔改。
Not only do we repent individually, but also collectively and corporately.
那你要经历神的能力，他特别提醒我们有一个特性需要注意。
There's a special point that we need to take notice.
就是我们要有专一的眼睛 ,single eye.
That we need to have a single focused eye.
对，我们能够专一定睛在主的身上。
We need to be focused and on our Lord Jesus.
这个定睛叫我们能够单纯的侍奉主。
This focus, this gaze will help us to serve him only.
没有任何的人事其他东西可以跟主来相提并论。
Nothing, whether man, things, outside of here should be on the same level, should get our same focus.
而且这个单一的眼睛叫我们凡事是先求神的国和神的义。
And this will help us to seek after his kingdom and his righteousness.
就是我们每一次遇到一个状况的时候，我们要问说我怎样能够进入这国度的实际。
So whenever we're faced with a situation, we should ask, how do we enter into the reality of this kingdom?
怎样神才看为对？
What does God see as righteous here?
怎样神才看为喜悦？
What is pleasing to the Lord here?
弟兄姊妹，我们需要把握机会。
Brothers and sisters, we need to take hold of the opportunities.
今天我们的肉身都不是活到永远的。
Today our flesh will not live forever.
今天我们遇见人生一生遇见的状况事情是有限的。
And the number of situations and the experience we have is limited.
我们经历主也是有限的。
And our experience of the Lord is also limited.
为主做见证也是有限的。
And to testify for him is also limited.
你今天有一个机会主给你，你把它搁在一边，你就失去一个机会。
And today if God gives you the opportunity and you can't put it aside, then you just lost that opportunity.
当我们失去这个机会，你不一定有下一次的机会。
When you lose this opportunity, you may not have a next opportunity.
但是我们如果把握这个机会，主若怜悯，还给我再一次的机会。
But if we take hold of this opportunity and by His grace, we perhaps will have a next time.
所以先求神的国，神的义是件非常重要的事情。
So it is extremely important that we first seek after His kingdom and His righteousness.
不要老是我们自己喜欢就好。
It's not that whether or not we like it.
不要我们方便就好。
It's not that it's good for us.
我宁愿不方便，但是我愿意神的国、神的义被得着。
I'd rather that it is not easy for us, but that we receive the kingdom and his righteousness.
这是一个代价。
This is a price that we pay.
这是个学习。
This is a lesson that we learn.
要不要是我们的决定。
If we want it or not, it's our decision.
第三个方面。
Third point.
如果你有专一的眼睛。
If you have a focused eye.
你每一件事情都可以看见主。
In everything you will see Christ.
这需要学习的。
This is something we need to learn.
也就在每一件事情你都看到神的能力在那里运行。
That is in everything you see the will of God moving there.
你有没有这样的经历？
Have you had this experience?
如果你看到这个时候，你会觉得很兴奋。
If you see this, do you feel excited?
你会很受鼓舞，或是受鼓励。
Do you feel encouraged?
你看见神的能力在那里运动。
You see the power of God moving in things.
你有没有在每一件事情看到神在那里管理？
Do you see in all things that God is the one who holds sway, who takes authority over him?
所以外面看起来好像人在做东做西，但你有没有看到神在那里管理？
And do you see that man do all kinds of things left and right, different things, but do you see that God is the one who holds authority over all?
你有没有从你的生命的经历当中，你个人的生命经历当中，你有没有发现有一个在管理你的人？
Do you find even in your personal life that there's someone who holds power, who has power over you, who looks after you?
如果你在个人的生命里面经历不到的话，恐怕你很难看到其他的。
If you do not see this him in your personal life, then perhaps you will not be able to see a bigger picture.
你能不能在每一件事情当中看到神的作为啊？
Can you see the work of God in everything?
特别 Dana 提的一点就是， 神有一个超越性的管理，还 overrule。
So, Brother Daniel talked about this overruling of God of Christ.
这个就是说，他讲到超越性的这个管理的时候，好像对这些愿意好好跟随主的弟兄姊妹是一个很大的鼓励。
When he talks about this concept, it's for brothers and sisters, it seems to be a very big encouragement.
啊，譬如说这个那个呃，约瑟被他的弟哥哥们把他卖到埃及去。
For example, Joseph was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
那他的哥哥是恶意的。
And his brothers did it out of malice.
但是呢，神呢却成就他的美意。
But God wanted to fulfill His blessing for Joseph.
所以这一点就说什么？就是神，就是说。神的美意是一直是永远超过人的恶意的。
So the God's blessing is will always surpass man's maliciousness.
所以你要看到，所以你需要在人生的经历当中，或者在跟随主当中，你看见神超越性的管理在后头。
So in our life and in the things around us, we can see that God has power over these things.
你可能遇到很多很不好的事情。
Perhaps you'll be faced with a lot of calamity.
但是神他超越性的管理，就把你带到他的美意的时机里面去。
But his overpowering, he looks after you. He will take you beyond this.
所以约瑟的哥哥后来也被带到神面前去。
And eventually, the brothers of Joseph also was also brought into our Lord.
所以这是我们看到这个时候，你就发现你跟随主是有路的。
So when we see this, we will find that realize that there is a path in the Lord.
因为在超越性的管理后面有神的拯救，把你拉出来。
In this surpassing, God will basically pull you out of these things.
这超越性的管理后面有复活的能力在后头。
There is the power of resurrection behind this.
所以人如果没有复活的话，人的尽头就常常就被卡死在那个地方。
So if a man does not experience the power of resurrection, then he will experience an end.
而且他讲到超越性管理的时候，特别讲到法老。法老。
So when he talks about this overpowering power of God, then he also talks about Pharaoh.
他讲到法老怎么，就是说神设立那个人给他的位置，给他的工作。
So God placed this person, this individual, to have a job and to have a role.
不管这个人顺服神不顺服神。
Whether or not this person obeys God.
顺服神有顺服神彰显荣耀的方式。
And there is a way for him to glorify God if he obeys.
不顺服神呢？神照样彰显他的荣耀。
But even if he does not obey God, God will continue to be glorified.
所以神设立人的职位是彰显神的荣耀。
But God places people in different positions to glorify Himself.
不在乎你这个人顺服顺服神。
It does not matter whether or not you obey Him or not.
你顺服神，神荣耀有彰显的一个方式。
If you obey Him, God's glory will be glorified.
你不顺服神，神也照样显出他的荣耀出来。
And if you do not obey Him, His glory will also be manifest.
另外神超越性的管理要见证一件事情，至高的神的确在人的国中掌权。
And the other point is that God Most High holds authority over all things.
神至高的这个超越性的管理是借着历史来彰显，神在历史中是主宰一切的。
We've seen in history that God has power over all. He holds authority over all.
我们对圣经熟一点就知道。
If we understand the Bible, we will know.
巴比伦帝国、波斯帝国、希腊帝国、罗马帝国，其实都是为神旨意效力的。
And Babylon, Persians, the Medians, the Romans, these all kingdoms are all for the sake of glorifying God.
所以真正在掌权的是神自己。
Only God Himself who is the true person, one who holds power and authority.
我在高中的时候读到的那个历史呢，它的概念是刚好这个相反的。
So when I was in high school, their concept of history was contrary.
哦，不晓得你们读的是怎么样。我那时候读的就是那个写历史的那个历史课本的人呢，就是完全反对神掌权。
So, the person back then, the person who wrote the history books did not acknowledge the power of God in history.
所以有很多的批判。
So he had a lot of commentaries and about it.
但是感谢主救了我。
He has a lot of criticism, but thank God he saved us.
我们可以经历神真的是在历史中掌权。
But we can thank him that he is truly the one who has authority throughout all of history.
那神超越性的管理还让我们看到见证一件事情，就是能力都是属乎耶和华的。
So in this surpassing guidance, we see that power belongs to our Lord Jehovah.
你今天有能力做这个，有能力做那个，能力属乎耶和华。
Today we can have the power to do this and do that, but power belongs to our Lord Jehovah.
而且呢，得产业 得丰富都是出于神的。
And to have inheritance and to be prosperous, that also belongs to God.
今天我们有没有一个盼望，愿意在神面前得着神所要给我们的丰富？
Today we have a hope, and the hope is to receive the abundance that He wants to give us.
如果我们真的要，
if we truly want,
我们要顺服他，让他能够行在他超越性管理的那条路上去。
Then we must obey and obey Him and then fall, prostrate yourself before His authority.
那当然，另外讲的那个就是说。他说：“神的能力最大的彰显在哪里？”
Dana also talks about which area does God manifest His power the most?
是不是一个病的医治？
Is it the healing of an illness?
那当然要很大的能力。
Of course, that requires a tremendous amount of power.
是不是一件事情成就？
Or the accomplishment of something?
当然有很大的能力。
That requires a lot of power as well.
但是最重要的，神的能力最大的彰显，就是能使我们这一个。死在罪恶过犯的人能够成为神的器皿。
The greatest manifestation of His power is to allow us who have died in sin, but to be born again and to be a vessel for Him.
不但是成为神的器皿，而且还把我们带到荣耀里面去。
Not only are we His vessels, but we are also brought into glory.
而甚至怎么样说，叫我们可以荣耀神，也使别人能够一起来荣耀神。
And the Bible says that we shall glory God, but glorify God, but also help bring others to glorify God as well.
所以神能力最大就在我们身上的彰显。
So the greatest manifestation of power is in our life.
啊，那所以他说，我们呢，就真的要让他做王掌权。
Then we should truly let Him be king and hold authority over us.
那他特别鼓励我们有些话，就说，虽然在一切的败坏当中。我们常常看到很多很多败坏的事情。
And when we look around, we see so many wickednesses in around us.
我们需要主让我们里面有看见，神仍然在成就他的旨意。
We need God to help. We need the Holy Spirit to help us to see that God continues to complete His work and His will.
我们呢，在神成就旨意的时候，我们需要有些态度。
We need to have certain attitude in while He's perfecting His will.
我们需要真的愿意跟神配合。
We need to be willing to work with Him.
所以第一个需要解决的是眼睛的问题。
The first issue we need to solve is our eyes.
求主把我的瞎眼医治好。
May the Lord heal our blind eyes.
让我的眼睛能够看见主所要我看见。
So that we can see what He wants us to see.
让我的眼睛能够看见主自己。
So we can see our Lord Himself.
让我的眼睛能看见神他一切的带领。
So we can see all of His guidance.
第二个就是人的路是不是走在主的路上。
And the secondly, are we walking on His path?
如果我们路不是走在主的路上，我们可能刚好跟主唱反调。
If we're not walking on His path, then we are contrary to His will.
第三个是我们在主面前是不是谦卑的人。
And thirdly, are we humble before Him?
是不是伏在主面前。
Have we placed ourselves before His feet?
第四个,
and fourth,
我们是不是顺服他?
Do we obey Him?
所以顺服有两面, 一面我们真的在地位上是顺服他的。
There's two aspects of obedience. One is in our position.
另外一面, 当我听到他的吩咐的时候, 我就马上顺服。
And secondly, when we hear of His will and His word, we obey.
还有一个学习就是, 我们是不是能在所有遇到的情况当中能够看得见他在做什么，神在做什么。
Another point is, in all things can we see that He is God and He is working?
常常我们如果看不见神在做什么，我们可能就会因为一些的情况就会非常的沮丧。
So perhaps sometimes we don't see that he is the one in control, and perhaps we feel a little discouraged.
本来是向主有心的，可能就因为一些的状况来呢，我们就远离主了。
Perhaps we had a desire to seek after the Lord, but after this, we forsake the Lord.
我不能忘记一些痛心的情况。
I will not forget some heartaches.
我特别看到在台湾的一些弟兄姊妹。
Especially when I remember the brothers and sisters in Taiwan.
我所熟悉，我所认识的。
There's some that I know and familiar with.
非常宝贵的弟兄姊妹。
So such precious brothers, sisters.
他们向主也有信。
They also have a heart for the Lord.
但是他们有些地方看不清楚。
But there are certain parts of their life that they cannot see clearly.
就教会发生很多肉体的事情。
And the church, there was a lot of things of the flesh that happened in church.
这些肉体的事情把人的眼睛所要看的统统挡住了。
And the things of the flesh caused us to open our eyes.
到后来，这些弟兄就一个一个的都失去了方向。
And one by one, these brothers lost their way.
心里觉得非常的难过。
And they were so heart-stricken.
我们需要主帮助我们。
And we need to ask the Lord to help us.
在许多我们看不懂的情况当中，我们能看见他在做什么。
In situations that we do not understand, we can see Him working.
我们到主面前去，必须承认我是愚昧的，我是无知的。
When we go before Him, we must acknowledge to Him that we are foolish.
你若不帮助我。 我不知道往哪里去。
If you do not help me, I would not know the right way or where to go.
我需要你的怜悯。
I need your grace.
如果这是你的道路,
If this is your way,
帮助我能走得好,
help me to walk the right way.
如果不是,
If it is not,
我不需要多一分钟待在那里。
I don't need to waste one more minute on it.
我不需要多一点的坚持。
I don't need to wait anymore.
我没有必要浪费时间。
I have no point in wasting time.
我没有必要浪费你的时间，我也没有必要浪费我的时间。
There's no point in wasting your time nor my time.
这是我们在主面前需要有的态度。
This is the attitude we must have before the Lord.
我们需要跟他配合。
We must work with Him, have fellowship with Him.
愿意与我们的主有份。
To be willing to partake of our Lord.
这是一个很重要的。
This is very important.
那他特别讲到就是说，神是现在正在执行他的计划。
And so he continues on to saying that God is continuing with his plan.
神既然在执行他的计划,
God continues to work on his plan.
我们需要神帮助我们,
then we need God to help us.
我们需要神帮助我们看见他工作是有一个流的。
We need to see that there is a flow to his work.
我们需要看见。
We need to see this.
我们如果看见那个时候, 我们就知道我们今天走的, 至少在主面前是被主悦纳的。
And if we can see them, at least we know that the way we walk today is pleasing to the Lord.
另外，我们要随时愿意接受主的挑战。
And constantly we must be willing to be challenged by Him.
主要改变，主说我们要往这改变，我们就改变。
If God wants us to change, then we must be willing to change.
就是我们的生活是愿意接受主改变的生活。
And that is, our life is a life that is willing to be molded by God.
我们不能 照着世界的样子说，世界怎样，我们就一定要跟着世界跑。
We cannot be following the way of the world, however it is.
特别在别的地方讲，要过简单的生活，这是需要愿意被改变才能过简单的生活。
And in another, we should also be willing to live a simple life. Only are we willing when we're willing to be changed, will we be willing to live this life?
而且神的能力是在微小的人身上彰显的。
And His power is displayed in those who are small.
所以我们愿意，是不是愿意顺服主？
Are we willing to obey Him and also to manage, display His power through us? If we're willing, then perhaps we'd be placed on a very low position.
虽然是很低的地位上,
although a very low position, but also a position that is able to manifest the power of God.
我想我的时间已经差不多了，所以我就因为我不可能。
I think my time is almost up. I don't think I have time to talk about everything.
那我想说，就是我这样讲，就是给你们有机会去好好听一听。
I just want to give you an opportunity to introduce you to this, so you can listen to it.
希望你们听的时候呢，做一做笔记。And
I hope that when you listen to the message, you'll take notes.
你做了笔记，你会发现，就是说，主所要你发现的。When
you take notes, you'll realize what God wants you to know.
希望有机会，我们能够。 在别的场合或者怎么样，能够再有点交通。
So if we have the opportunity, I'm hoping that we can have more fellowship.
我们祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们赞美你，感谢你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的。
For the kingdom, power, and the glory, they all belong to you.
不但是现在，直到永远都是你的。
But not just now, but forever and ever.
我们求主赐给我们在听这些信息当中，能够真的得到帮助。
Lord, as we listen to your message, may we truly receive help.
真是帮助我们能够明白你的心意，能够知道怎么跟随你。
May we understand your heart, your will, and also follow you.
求你在我们身上做那人所不能做的工作。
May you do the work that man is unable to do in our lives.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的祷告。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.